Chapter 3. Clara Sesemann was 12 years old. Clara's mother died. She had a governess. Her name was Fräulein Rottenmeier. Diet took Heidi to meet Clara. Clara liked Heidi. Fräulein Rottenmeier did not like Heidi. "She is too young. She cannot play with Clara. She has not been to school. She is not good enough for Clara," Fräulein Rottenmeier thought. Clara did not care. She talked to Heidi. "I want to know all about you," Clara said. "I live in the mountains with my grandfather. I have a friend called Peter," Heidi said. Clara liked Heidi. No one else did. All the people in the house thought, "She is not good enough for Clara." Heidi did not know that she was living with Clara now. "I will go home tomorrow. I need to take bread to Peter's grandmother," Heidi thought. Heidi had dinner at Clara's house. She took a bread roll off the table. "I will take this for Peter's grandmother," Heidi thought. Fräulein Rottenmeier was very angry about Heidi's table manners. "I will have to teach this girl how to eat at a table. I will have to teach her the house rules," Fräulein Rottenmeier thought. Fräulein Rottenmeier waited until after dinner. She went to speak to Heidi. Clara was there too. Fräulein Rottenmeier started talking. Heidi was very tired. She fell asleep when Fräulein Rottenmeier was talking. Heidi woke up. It was morning. "I'm going home today," Heidi thought. She got up. She went to find Clara. Fräulein Rottenmeier found Heidi. "You are not going back to your grandfather's house. You are staying here," Fräulein said to Heidi. Heidi was very upset. She missed her grandfather. She missed the Alps. Fräulein Rottenmeier tried to find a way to send Heidi home. She went to talk to Clara's teacher. Her name was Herr Kandidat. "I need your help. I want to send Heidi back to the mountains. Heidi has not been to school yet. It will be very hard to teach her with Clara," Fräulein Rottenmeier said. "It will not be too hard," Herr Kandidat said. "She is not too far behind." Fräulein Rottenmeier was very angry. She didn't like Heidi being in the house. Heidi missed the mountains. The city was very different. She missed the meadows and the trees. It was lunchtime. Everyone was in the dining room eating. A coach went down the cobbled street outside the house. "It sounds like the wind in the fir trees," Heidi thought. She jumped up from the table to go and look for the fir trees. Heidi pulled the tablecloth off the table. The food went all over the floor. It made a big mess. Fräulein Rottenmeier was very angry. Clara thought, "That was very funny." Heidi went to the window. She couldn't see any trees. All she saw were lots of other buildings. There were no trees. Heidi wanted to see some trees. She went to the church. The church had a very tall tower. She went to the top of the tower to look for some trees. She couldn't see any. Heidi came down from the tower. She met a man who had some kittens. "Can I have them?" Heidi asked. "Yes, you can have all of them," the man said. Heidi took the kittens to Clara's house. Fräulein Rottenmeier was waiting for her. "Where have you been? You need to ask before you leave the house. What have you got there? Kittens? You can't keep them. Take them back," Fräulein Rottenmeier said angrily. Fräulein Rottenmeier went back to work. "Sebastian, come here," Clara said. The butler was called Sebastian. "Yes, Miss Clara," Sebastian said. "Please, can you hide the kittens? Make sure that Fräulein Rottenmeier does not find them," Clara said. Clara and Heidi kept the kittens. Fräulein Rottenmeier didn't know.